Feed your mind. Since the prehistoric times, man has had an urge to satisfy his needs, be it hunger, shelter, or search for a mate. He has always manipulated the circumstances to the best of his advantages. Probably, this might be the reason why we humans are the most developed of all living species on the Earth, and probably also in the universe. As we climb the steps of evolution with giant leaps, we somehow left behind common sense and logical thinking. We forgot that we have stopped thinking ahead of times. If you are hungry, what do you do? Grab a piece of your favorite meal and stay quiet after that? Just like your stomach, even your mind is hungry, but it never lets you know because you keep it busy thinking about your dream lover, favorite star, and many such absurd things. So it silently begins to heed to your needs and never lets itself grow. When mind loses its freedom to grow, creativity gets a full stop. This might be the reason why we all sometimes think, what happens next? Why can't I think? Why am I always given the difficult problems? Well, this is the aftermath of our own karma of using our brain for thinking of not so worthy things. Hunger of the mind can be actually satiated through extensive reading. Now, why reading and not watching TV? Because reading has been the most educative tool used by us right from the childhood. Just like that, to develop other aspects of life, we have to take help of reading. You have innumerable number of books in this world which will answer your entire how-to questions. Once you read a book, you just don't run your eyes through the lines, but even your mind decodes it and explains it to you. The interesting part of the book is stored in your mind as a seed. Now this seed is unknowingly used by you in your future to develop new ideas. The same seed, if used many times, can help you link and relate a lot of things of which you would have never thought of in your wildest dreams. This is nothing but creativity. More the number of books you read, your mind will open up like never before. Also, this improves your oratory skills to a large extent and also makes a significant contribution to your vocabulary. Within no time, you start speaking English or any language fluently with your friends or other people, and you never seem to run out of the right words at the right time. Actually, I had a problem in speaking English fluently, but as I read, I could improve significantly. I'm still on the path of improvement to quench my thirst for satisfaction. So guys, do join me and give food for your thoughts by reading, reading, and more reading. Now, what are you waiting for? Go, grab a book, and let me know.